This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Philip Kopczynski. You should listen to my podcast. It's called Phil Cops One-Offs, Small Town News, and interesting stories from interesting people, and then animal sexual behaviors. Did you know that a kangaroo will make two different types of milk? Did you know that a spider will break his dick off in a lady spider vagina? Did you know that a pig orgasm lasts for 30 full minutes? Did you know that a dolphin will bite an eel in half just to masturbate with its corpse? You can learn all that if you listen to Phil Cops One-Offs every Tuesday. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Google, the internet, dude, everywhere. If you connect to the cloud, if you talk to space with your phone, you can find my podcast. But you can also go to my website, Philip Cop Comedy. Please do it.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Deese is giving Lucas opposite of bedroom eyes right now.
Get ready for the social hour.
From Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Lucas Prom and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host, ready to use his imagination for everything, Deese Casillas.
Malav Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for hanging out and coming around for another episode. In studio with us, as always, Jeremy Person. Jeremy,
hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Still not as always.
I miss still a lot not, of shows. Yeah, that's true.
I can't really fucking hear you right now.
I don't know.
Try now.
Can you hear me now? Whoa.
Oh,
try now.
Nice and crunchy.
Now.
There you go. That's all good. Right. Perfect. Yeah, there you go. Low. And we have our guest in studio, on time, punctual. Give it up. Lucas Fromm, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Can you get a proper introduction?
Oh, man. I got to change my audio settings. Can you? You could.
If I was here on time,
if you were here on time, we did your proper one an hour ago.
Oh, did you actually do stuff earlier?
We'll cut that in later.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah,
comedian.
Yeah. It was good.
Actor,
activist. That's activist and activist.
Yes.
Lucas, yeah, you can find Lucas all around town doing comedy. He also one of the stars of the Social Hour comedy series of sketches. He's in a mask most of the time.
Yeah, every time possible. You put me
drown out
the red face with the mask. Even when it's not even necessary.
Yeah.
It's it's made sense for other ones, like, hey, you're playing a killer or, you know, a murderer. Or a serial killer. Or just versions
or a
of some.
Murderer,
yeah. But then there's sometimes where I'm love interest number three and you still put a mask on.
Can you put this mask on?
Can you wear this Nick Nolte mask?
Why not? Sorry,
I think so. I think it's something more to do with the headphones.
Try now.
Can you hear me now? Nope.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Can you?
I can't hear me.
Oh.
Try now.
Test us. Okay. Yeah.
You can hear you.
I can hear me.
Can you hear us?
I can not hear you.
Really?
My voice is too fucking loud.
Yeah, your voice is really loud, but.
Okay. Are we going to fix this? Do you want to start over?
No, we're good.
Nah, we're good?
We'll fix it in post. I don't give a shit.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's fine. Let's do this shit. So, yeah, man. We dress him up in the mask. You got your thing. Sophie could not be here, guys, but she had a message she wanted to send to us. Sophie, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah,
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you for that.
She's here.
That was like she's here. How do you know? You never know, Sophie. Sophie is not here tonight. She will be back. But yeah. So she did want everyone to know this, though, that
I'm the gayest.
Okay, thanks, Sophie.
Jesus, Sophie.
yeah, so we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. I wanted to talk about, real quickly, I mentioned before that we heated up the mics, is that I'm going to stop masturbating, I decided.
Like Theo Von? Can you do anything original and not copy?
Does Theo Von, I'm sure Theo Von was the first person to not masturbate.
Okay, besides my mom. that's been like a big thing. So like he quit drinking and drugging, and okay. Then like
so since, I'm trying to better my life.
Since it's not sex though, which I'm imagining is that what I'm imagining it.
Yeah.
That's
on.
Not what you're trying
it's
to
exactly as you imagine it. Is lots it, of crying very is, quickly.
So sex is sex.
No sex, I can still have sex. I mean, that's assuming I'm going to get sex.
Can you still have hand jobs from
I can still have hand jobs from ladyboys.
Then what's the difference between no that difference. And masturbating?
Here's what it is. Here's what
the,
I
the, old, the argument is old as time itself.
Yeah, here's what I found. Is it's too easy to get like wrapped up in watching porn and masturbating, but also like I don't there's like a chi energy, and I think it like really like takes away that eye, you know, that one eye of the tiger, where you lose. There's actually like some weird mojo where there's some people like that's they say that if they don't masturbate, they find that girls more attractive and stuff, because there's like there's like a weird energy, like pheromones about
so
you.
So you realize what you can actually get, and now yeah. You're like,
well, I'm like, goddamn, I'll tell you what, man. The best reality check you can ever get in life is seeing the people that dating apps suggest to you. You're like, oh,
is it based on your looks?
Is this what you think of me? This is my like.
So I feel like you just recently listened to Hotep Jesus on Rogan.
Yeah, it's
no.
He
I heard, but
has
Rogan was
no
talking,
original
Rogan
ideas.
Rogan was talking about well. Something about that the other day.
Yeah,
but no, I've been thinking about it.
Listen to the Hotep episode. Okay, he talks about all that chi and all that.
I will think
and
about
the,
I,
and
I,
the movie Bubba Hotep. I also watch that.
I just want to. I feel like it's. I don't know. The older I get, it's like it's just that this is easier. But I'm like, this is. It's better to save pleasure, to savor and wait. And have that. I'm gonna see how long I can go.
So okay, so
how long do you think you can go? What's the longest you've gone recently?
Oh shit, I've gone months without masturbating.
No, please.
Oh, definitely.
Are we using the Gregorian calendar? What are you? No. What are you talking about?
Dude, I have filled my body with so like much alcohol and drugs to where like masturbation was the very last thing.
Dude, it isn't. Personally, as a former avid cocaine user, wasn't like doing a bunch of blow and then trying to masturbate till you fall asleep for like 48 minutes. You're like, just like,
yeah,
you have
but
a little,
all,
like your little nub
all,
penis that won't
yeah,
even get hard. Yeah, you're just like,
you're needing Play-Doh.
You, when you're all gagged up, and then, yeah, you're exactly. You're ultimately like, if you leave Laffy Taffy out on your car on a hot day, and then you're trying to unwrap it and it's stuck to the. That's still more fun than jerking it. No, that is the
if
thing.
You can get it,
but,
if you can get there, though, it's great.
I think it goes along with, to back up a little bit, like, the reason I know a lot of guys do it, there's, like, kind of a movement with it where it's, like, there's some guys where it's, like, limiting porn intake because porn is ruining your... real life expectations.
Well, I think so too, because there's only just one dick in the vagina when I'm having sex with girls, and I'm like, this is not enough dicks. There's always more dicks in the videos I watch.
You should fuck dudes.
Yeah,
I think that's just what I write that down. Good.
I just think it's too much of an in accessible ability for pleasure with porn. Like I think I'm going to make a rule that if I masturbate, I got to masturbate to imagination again.
Yeah, to the back of reading a Pantene bottle. Like
yeah.
When we're 12
oh yeah.
Or
right.
13
like a dove like a Dove ad.
Oh, Dove! Even saying the word Dove.
Yeah.
Herbal essence.
Do you remember beating off to imagination?
Oh yeah.
Like you're
That's the thing.
My parents got me Cinemax at a very young age in my bedroom, though. So.
Oh fuck!
Well,
lucky,
they specifically got it. They're like here.
This will keep it busy.
For Christmas one year, they bought us all TVs, and they bought us all fucking like Cinemax, HBO, all that shit.
We're definitely a world. One time for Christmas, my mom got us lunch. That was awesome. They're like, hey, no going to bed hungry tonight.
Got us our hopes up that Dad was coming back.
He finally found that pack of cigarettes he was looking for.
Go ahead.
I think so. It's like that level of like staying away from porn, and then there's guys that like, yeah, it's if I jerk off, it's like not to porn, or because it's like you're trying to make your expectations real world and like have a goal. Like a lot of guys, like, oh, I'm not gonna try and find a girl I want to be with if I'm just, you know, like, porn, that's your expectation. Right. So then you're looking for what you find in porn is kind of the thing. But then there's the guys that are like, oh, just no masturbation because it's the same thing. So
no, I just think it's too accessible of like a pleasure. And I'm like burning out my pleasure centers, which I've done enough with like drugs and alcohol in my life. And, there's nothing. There's no more of a shameful moment. Like you could kill an underage transvestite hooker in Vietnam
again,
and you would be less ashamed than that moment right as after you come and the porno is still playing, and like that moment is the most shame man can feel. I don't even know myself.
I just threw my phone across the room for those listening.
Am I, you know, it's just that.
Trying to think of what you were post-cum.
Yeah.
Thinking of what you were pre-cum is two different brains.
It's like the wolf man coming back down from reality, like coming back into reality after
you're covered in all this goo and stuff.
You
wake up like Neo out of the Matrix. You're just covered up and you're like, oh my God, what was it? You pull this tube out of your mouth and you're like, is this really the only way I can get off anymore?
By choking myself with a tube.
You undo your nipple clamps.
but like, I think it's made it harder with partners sexually and like made me not like I'm already dead inside anyway. I don't need other things that make me more dead inside. Like I want to feel something again, basically, is what I'm saying. I want to not be a robotic sociopath piece of shit for the rest of my life. I'm trying to heal some fucking wounds here, Lucas. God damn it.
And
just hold me while I cry for a minute. Be a friend. Jesus Christ.
I will
Christ.
Always do that. If you weren't across this beautiful glass table that I would love to pile coke on top of, I would come over there and lick your wounds. And your wounds are all located next to your dick,
anus.
Right? Yeah. Oh, okay. That's perfect. That's the wound that will never heal.
Yeah, just
the anus. Or as I like to call it, the wound that will never heal. where brown stuff comes out of sometimes.
It's I feel like I'm not getting what I want to anymore. I'm gonna stop.
I'm not with you, but I'm with you.
I'm gonna stop masturbating. And I don't know for how long.
You're gonna stop masturbating to porn, or are you just gonna stop?
I think I'm gonna stop completely. But when I do ever venture back, which I'm sure I will, you know, even Christians backslide, lose my way, and find my way to my cock. I think
it's not very far away.
Yeah, turns out still here.
It's really not that far away.
I wanna only masturbate to imagination.
So it's like in stages. So you're gonna try to do that, and then if you do start masturbating, it's only to imagination.
Yeah.
And then if it is to imagination, it's like, Yeah, it's only when I light candles and put on like
treat yourself.
Some nice music, some really, you know, like obscured by a
I get my chamomile lavender bath bomb,
some really obscure Pink Floyd album, and just get to work in it.
God, your sexual experience sounds weird.
Yeah, I like to imagine I'm in like a. That are like Nine Inch Nails, just like a workplace, just like that works on steel and there's sparks everywhere. That's my, but I think that's kind of like the go-to, or like a lot of girls go to that. I know, like there were a few times with my ex, we were together for 5 glorious years. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I was
bringing
up every day. But like when we would have sex and I'd be like, yeah, you know, I'm not really into it. She's like, have you been masturbating a lot? And it's like, it would have been so much easier if I just would have been like, no, I just find you gross now. You know, that would have been.
No,
it's like I can let myself go. You can't let yourself go. You're the woman.
You have to.
Your vagina is past its expiration date for my sexual prowess.
Your sexual prowess is. Yeah, you're definitely in your prime right now, Lucas. That's what
she was 19 when I met her, and as soon as she got into it, I almost said double digits. That mid-20s, I'm just like, man, I'm just not into it anymore, you know? When you were 19 and I was teaching you stuff, I was into it, but now...
Yeah, now that you know everything from the guys you're cheating on me with,
yeah.
This is way worse.
I was going to ask you how your girlfriend was.
Oh. Thanks.
She's doing great now.
Yeah. Now that she's not with me, she found someone even older than I am. Which is funny. I mean, my dick ping ponged around that vagina for like 5 years. So yeah. I mean, never mind.
But anyway, masturbate less. I think that's the goal.
What do you think?
I think he's gonna last about a week.
You want to see how long we can last?
I already know how long I can last.
How long can you?
I just
last?
Had to do it for my vasectomy.
How long?
Oh,
I had
shit.
To go 2 weeks.
Oh, congratulations.
You can't masturbate for 2 weeks? Yeah. Why? They got to save up to know where to... What, why?
No,
because they don't want you to blow out a stitch with all that pressure.
Oh, after. No, how after. You before? Oh, my God.
No, before, go crazy. Yeah. Actually, it's encouraged because there's... Yeah.
God damn it.
And then after you get... Like,
that makes
after
sense.
The 2 weeks is up, you have to go... fuck.
I really hope there's no one out there that's like, wait, you gotta wait how long after? You just have fucking surgery.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but after that, you have to come, I think
eight times a day?
51 times in like a 3 month period or something. I don't know.
Why?
Oh,
maybe it's only
21.
To
make
but I shot
sure.
For like 50.
Why do you have, just to be sure? Yeah, what do you, what
to
do
get
you?
All that, because it's all stored in your balls still. So just to make
just to bleed them? Are your balls just
before.
Like a, just like a paper empty paper bag now just basically, flapping in the wind?
No.
Your sack is just an empty scrotum.
The sperm's actually made like in your butt pretty much.
Were you?
Well,
saying,
that's where I keep mine. Or it's not mine, but that's where I keep it.
Were you saying before? Before you have to the 21 or 51
no,
or
that's
after?
That's after you get the okay.
Okay.
Hey,
yeah,
back.
There you go. After you get the okay, so they're like, they got to check the sperm in your butt.
And then it's 3 months, and then you have to go back in and get retested again to see if you're all clear.
Oh, that's such a weird...
Make sure...
Huh.
You said blood... Oh, make sure there's no blood in...
No. Make sure you're all clear. Make sure that you have no semen left in you.
So, just get... How do they check? Do you beat
that
off?
That was fun. I had to come in a cup... and then drive it down to Planned Parenthood.
You don't do it there?
No. No, I had
what
to do
the
it
fuck
at home.
Is it? You
I had
can't...
to do it at home.
Listen, they're fucking ripping fetuses out of women there, and you can't beat off into a cup?
No, that's not appreciated there. I had to drive past the protesters, though. It's fun.
Yeah.
With a little...
Did we lose you again?
I think so.
You just gotta
I don't
be
know
close.
What...
I don't know what's happening.
It keeps on going super, super loud and then just fucking dead. Maybe I should just switch mics or just sit all the way back here sometimes and then maybe get back up here. Maybe back up here.
There you go. Try it now.
Like, is there something when it gets loud that it?
It's not making any kind of noise.
Anyway, fuck it. So I'm gonna. We'll see how long. We'll do like the Seinfeld challenge. Lucas, you want to see how long you can go? See who goes longer. It's the honor system, though.
So it would be like cheating for me because I don't really have to.
To Matt, well, yeah. To you can, yeah. You
yeah, have. Yeah, no, I'm cool with that because I can just call up any skank and.
Shit.
I'm trying to be super misogynistic now. That's my thing now. I'm just like, fuck women. Those, they won't fuck me, so fuck them.
You're like an incel. I want to talk to you about, especially while Jeremy's here because he's got a good mind for this stuff. With Lucas, I brought up to Lucas and our other fellow friend Tony Russell the other day how I want to start doing some challenges and filming them and doing some weird bets and stuff like that.
Like a Kenny versus Spenny.
I don't know what that
scenario is,
but I'm gonna say
Kenny
yes.
versus Spenny was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good.
How do you
really
not
good.
Know what that
I
is?
Know what that is?
Check it up on YouTube when you
yeah,
get a chance.
You really should.
It's funny as fucking hell.
So I want to do a challenge, and maybe I feel like the masturbation challenge is too easy. I want to see how long we can
go. Well, not
go
only that, but it's like, how do you hold anybody to their word on that one?
Yeah, we'd have to be honest.
But
here's,
there's always going to be one person that's not, and that's going to be
you think
Tony.
So help
it's
us out.
Tony.
Here's what I want. Here's what I want, Jeremy. I want to do some sort of challenge between Lucas, Tony, and I, and whoever loses. I already have them set up on someone that willing to do it. They have to get one of their legs waxed, just one of them.
Which I'm fine with this one because I don't wear shorts.
And you have to wear shorts.
Wait. Pretend
or,
I didn't say
what about
that.
We have to shave our beard?
I like the
I can't imagine.
Have you seen me without a beard?
It's just I assume it's just more red.
Yeah, that is more red.
The
for anyone that doesn't know me.
What?
Got a red face. I tell no lies.
I haven't had a beard in fucking I don't even know 20 years probably, so it's not that long, but close to 15 years.
Mine's pretty I mean, I guess not anymore since I've had since I was 24, so
okay,
6 months.
Yeah.
No, so like almost 6 years. Fuck.
One of the ones I want to do is I want to set up this girl who runs like a CrossFit gym, and I want us to do a CrossFit challenge and against girls,
oh, God.
By the way, and like whoever quits, whoever's like the first to quit. Like the first two to quit get punishment.
CrossFit's where they
they flipping over tires.
Yeah, they like take
pulling
moms and they
with their dicks.
Improperly lifting.
And they take
flips.
They take the mom's baby and they like put it under a car.
Yeah.
And then they lift that car,
right.
And
right.
That's
yeah.
like CrossFit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like dads can't do it.
Right. Yeah. So I wanna do that. I feel like that'd be I'd definitely win.
I think that's good.
Another
and then,
one could be
and we're gonna document it and like
yeah.
have our progress, like maybe talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll film the different challenges, then we'll film the punishments also of who loses.
Yeah, which I think is probably
the funnier part.
Yeah.
But we want to do good fun challenges. Some will be like the CrossFit thing, some will be like the
another really good one would be the lady Laura Lee that was in here, the naked drawing. Have you guys draw something naked and have people vote on whose is better?
And the person who's the worst one has to be
yeah,
the model.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
yeah, it has to be
God,
like,
a
model at a school or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, it's
once a week she does naked art modeling.
Yeah.
So you'd have to stand there in front of a group of people that are actually drawing you naked.
So she teaches it?
She runs the art studio.
It's her work. So yeah, there's
so you pay
yeah, yeah,
bucks.
But the punishment would be the subject.
Yeah,
right.
So
you would be the
be
one
the
being painted.
Being drawn. Yeah.
Being drawn, but not by just like
it's
us three.
Anybody
like,
yeah,
it would
be
by like a group
students.
Of people that we don't know.
Well, no, it would be anybody that would pay $15 to get in.
Yeah. God. Which if we advertise aside it correctly, could be a lot of people.
Oh, my God. This is just like
tying them all together, man.
The reverse version of if we all had girlfriends and it's like one of them went and stripped at amateur night.
That'd be weird,
at
right?
At a local strip club. That's never happened, right?
That definitely didn't happen ever.
I mean, I'd be down.
It wasn't anyone connected to Jeremy.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
This is our guest like 2 weeks ago. when we saw a friend's wife at the time strip. That was fun. It was awkward.
At the time, she was stripping.
Yeah. Well, she may still be.
But that's actually, I think the more creative, the more like layers to it, the better. I like it. I really don't want to get naked because aside from my arms and my red ass face, I am the whitest person. Like most, like you can see my organs. I'm almost clear. Like
translucent. So,
yeah.
You're like,
is that skin or saran wrap? Gross.
You're like one of those blobfish where it's just like you're literally like you live at like the basin of the Marianas Trench.
I've never seen like
bioluminescence. Yeah,
I literally don't own shorts.
We own a tanning salon, so you can come out there and tan before.
Actually, that would be great. I would just burn. I'd just come out red. That would be best because I would just be like,
oh god,
fucking like Johnny Flame or whatever.
We should spray tan Lucas. Like super dark though, like as dark as it
body
goes.
Dark.
Okay, yeah. If I won the thing, dude, there's so many. That's an excellent challenge. We got to figure out. Excellent.
I like the one where we all draw, and whoever has the worst, it's voted on. Whoever has the worst one has to be the person being drawn.
We should post them by an artist,
yeah,
or post them online.
How would we do that? Because if we post them to your page, people are going to be biased towards you.
Yeah, we got to make an anonymous.
Yeah, dude.
We can't say
whose is who.
No, he slept with like half of the people on his friends list, so
half.
they're going to want to punish him.
It's about 48%.
Yeah, because it's mostly girls, is why.
The percentage. 52% is the one. I got it. Do you have someone play a car crashing soundbite, please?
that's your car crash?
Jeez, I'm not Michael Winslow.
You sold cars and that's your car crash?
Okay, what? Do you sell furniture? Can you make the sound of a recliner?
No.
Like, I hate you. Get into my head and tell me that wasn't perfect.
That was the worst thing ever. I like that one. What are some other good challenges we could? I like the CrossFit one, although I feel like I'm an automatic win for that
spray
one.
Spray tan Lucas as dark as we can get him and see, and everybody places over and under on how long it takes for somebody to call him the N-word.
That's not a challenge
that affects anyone but me. That's not a challenge, even.
Hold on. Let's twist on that. Get him as dark as we can and send him to places and see how long he can get away with saying the N-word until he gets beat up.
So I am dressed up as my Greek coworker and I spray tan my face and arms and then like put in spray jet black my hair, and I feel like we would have to do that with you and Tony and I. We just like completely go. Actually, let's just go blackface and see who survives.
Jesus,
are we not supposed to say that?
No, that's fine. I'm down for it.
I'm black.
We could do our career to lose.
The cow walk things where you mark off the squares and you have the cow walk around and it takes a shit somewhere. But we could do that with you guys and alcohol and see who relapses first.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck, dude. I don't want to put my sobriety on the line. Jesus Christ. Because not only will you have to clean up diarrhea and vomit, you're going to have to clean up blood and tell my mom I died. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
There's like a bottle of whiskey and an 8-ball of cocaine.
It's just freaking sobriety coins and you flip one over and it says how many shots you have to take.
Yeah. Then I'll just shove my 8-month chip into my eyes. That's how. Yeah, I'll sharpen it into a razor. And
what we'll do is we'll all breathe out out of our nostrils. We'll like cover our mouths, put in a gag ball, a ball gig, right? We'll all blow out of our nose all the air we can, and then they slide underneath our nose a big line of cocaine. And so the last whoever can hold their breath longest doesn't end up
But you would blow the cocaine.
No,
because
you do it all. You blow out, so you're the next thing you're gonna do is sniff.
Okay, you got it. Yeah. But you're not. That's not snorting cocaine. That's like inhaling cocaine.
That's how you get pneumonia and high.
I feel like all of us would just be like, "Fuck it," and then I lost.
You got more of that?
Yeah.
Let's.
Can't believe you use the shitty stuff on this challenge.
Oh man,
that's interesting. Just like, you know, something where the loser has to, you know, tattoo a swastika on their face.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, actually, we could do temporary tattoos, see who can go the longest with having certain, like, terrible, maybe not a swastika, but just something
like
terrible.
Like the double lightning bolt on
your arm. Yeah, something where it's exposed, your neck. Or, yeah, like,
you could have all three of you guys.
In the South will rise again. Career. Maybe nothing super.
Don't tread on me.
don't tread on me. So,
each of you could do a rap single.
Oh man, I feel like I'd win that one too.
I don't know.
I would definitely win that one.
I think Tony might.
Is your mic gone again?
I don't know if he's got the flow for it, man.
He's a written book.
He's written a book, man, but I used to do hip-hop music. I
will definitely.
I have a book of rhymes I could bust out, actually.
Busting rhymes?
Yeah.
I think that'd be funny, though. Start to finish, each person. It's really loud now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but
start to finish.
From start to finish, each of you create your own song.
And then
post it to SoundCloud.
And whoever gets the most likes and
within a certain amount of time. Yeah.
How do we get likes?
That's the only problem.
It's gonna
is trying to get it non-biased.
Like six.
Because out of everybody, I think that you probably have the most fan base.
Sure.
That's probably a bad word for that.
Yeah.
The most people that
follow
pretend
me.
Like they give a shit about you.
I'm famous. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
I get recognized.
Never heard
all
of you.
The time.
Got two stools.
Yep. I got two stools. I got a. It's in my rider. Yeah.
So I feel like the only one we've come up with is the naked one. We've got some good ideas for we could do for punishments, but we need challenges.
Yeah, it's funny how easy the punishments came out. You know, just right away.
You know what we should do? Tony can't. He's wifed up. But I was gonna say we could
sleep with them.
Yes. No, we could do like a, get on a speed dating thing and see who gets the most, dates out of it.
That's interesting.
Who can get the most like yeses? Well, they go on another date. Cause out of
speed
it.
Dating can be monitoring or Tinder would be, I really don't know much about it. Is there
that
something that monitors
maybe
Tinder, like how many matches? Like,
if you were, you would have to go through and just constantly swipe right, and then as soon as they swipe right too, then you would get that match off of that, and it'll tell you your total number of matches.
I was saying, like, that's a way to. And then the punishment.
We get access to each other's Tinders, though. We get to control each other's Tinders and see who can.
But there's only three of you.
All right.
So that'd be kind of.
We need a fourth Folger. We get Folger in on
would
this.
We can swap.
He needs a grinder.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I swap? Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. We could. I think one of the punishments would be awesome is to go to an elementary school during recess. Just walk onto the field and ask.
Trying to sell candy.
Ask kids if they would follow you on Facebook. Just something. And just see how long. Excuse me, sir. Do you have a name badge? Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Sir. Sir. What?
You just run away. You just run.
Yeah. No, I promise. I swear. I'm just trying to get likes. I mean, not like that.
Just
like,
trying to get follows.
I mean, not like that.
Oh, man. I don't know. We'll have to think about it, but I want to get some challenges and some
if you could get a fourth person, what would be funny is having everybody write
everybody else's set for a night.
Oh, man.
Which we've kind of done even, we've had shows
at the Riddler,
we're kind
like
of
the,
done like that. Yeah, do someone, yeah, who said it, or you do someone else's set. And
But you can't read it, you can't rehearse it, you just got to fucking read it up on stage.
And figure it out.
Get it out. Yeah. Is that a challenge? And like, who gets
who actually does it the best wins?
Yeah, but and that's the problem is
who does
to...
it the worst is you gotta that's yeah figure out who who's punished.
Yeah,
or we could do like we all get a highly
so, but that would be
insanely famous like African American comedians, highly black set. Just like insanely, man. And like
so
who can sell it the best? No. I'm saying like we do like Chris Rock
doing Cat
or something, or Cat Williams. Yeah, something like that.
What about the first person who can get like an A-list celebrity female to respond to them on Twitter?
Jesus Christ,
that'd be a good challenge.
Like any, it doesn't matter what, as long as they respond to you, not just liking a comment. Like you at them, and they have to respond to you.
Yeah. And then with that whole writing everybody else's set thing, oh, I just had the fucking idea about that, and it was really good, but I forgot. God damn it. Never mind.
It's
continue.
Okay. None of this is being recorded. So.
No, that's fine.
all right.
I think...
Or what about we hang out downtown one day, and we can see who can talk the parking enforcement out of giving someone a ticket.
Yeah.
Like you, not even like.
Or everybody panhandles.
I think we talked
who
about
gets
that.
The
one.
Most money.
We talked about panhandling.
And then we can like just donate it to
charity.
Yeah, charity.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. hey, we're comedians, so
donate it to our gas fund to get to the
our next rent. Game. Yeah. Yeah, it's like we've all quit our regular jobs.
The panhandling thing I think I like. I think we could
whoever gets the most money. Or whoever gets punched in the face the least.
The least.
Oh, we could also do that. Just something terrible to say to a girl and be like, you know, like drink thrown in your face worth this many points. Slap worth this
like
many
a,
punch by the boyfriend worth this many points.
You get beat up by all his friends.
I broke two ribs. I think I won. No, it was to see
like
the least
like a fucked
amount.
Up scavenger hunt.
That could even be. We could do that. That could be the end of the
like
season.
Who can get this homeless lady's panties? Like shit, like that.
Oh shit! I can't. I got crack.
But no, I remember what I was talking about the set one. So the whole purpose of that one would be just saying the most like offensive, ridiculous things that other person won't say.
Yeah.
You know, without crossing the line that you know things that they won't say,
sure.
Like the N-word, shit like that. Yeah. But
I was like,
but,
don't
no,
fucking
I mean,
don't tempt us right now.
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
But no, the whole point would be trying to get the other person to quit.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And then whoever quits, because somebody's going to quit.
Yeah. Somebody's going to be like, I can't. This is farther than I can go.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'd fucking say about anything. I don't think you could ever get me to quit.
Like, how long could you smoke a cigarette indoors? Like, how much cigarette you can get done, like, at a bar or something? Or, like, how many puffs
you
could
do? Or,
like,
pretend like you got, like, a flask on you and you're drinking.
I think that would be good. Yeah, at a bar or a fundraiser or a pep rally. Or
in the mall.
An elementary school. Zoomies. you just have a flask. And you're just, like, pretend to be fucked up and be like, no, where's your clearance section?
See how long you can be in Victoria's Secret asking where the produce section is.
Can you tell me where your pie is?
Yeah, your cream pie.
Your fresh produce.
You know, melons.
Do you have any sizes? Should we go there and be like, do you have any sizes for the young adults? What's the proper bra size for a 12-year-old girl? Jesus.
It's getting dark.
Where did you want it to go?
I like the panhandling one. I like the art one.
Yeah, the art one.
We could do the whole like classic kind of both people.
I think saying something to where there's some form of punishment just in general for that. Like, see what you can get away with.
See,
in some social setting is a good one.
See how many times you can get, like, say something to different people before you get a drink thrown in your face. Like, see who gets away with it the most.
See who...
You could always do, like, split both people.
Or just asking for numbers for, like, girls that are clearly with their boyfriends and just, like...
Oh, man. Yeah, I'd be like, so is this your brother?
Yeah. So who the fuck is this asshole?
Yeah, he is, was it family day?
What is a family day? Oh, your dad looks young. Anyway, what do you want to do later?
Yeah, you want to get lost. Hey, get lost, creep.
Get lost, creep. I'm not a creep. Wait. I love that so much.
All right. Well,
I think that's great. And without getting too much into it, you'll have to watch Kenny vs. Benny. It's very similar.
What is it?
So it ran, it's like, it was on Comedy Central for a bit, then it was on Canadian TV for a while.
Oh, gross.
It spanned literally, I think, like 15 years.
It was for a long time.
But it's like literally when it's all like put together, it's only like 5 or 6 seasons. Okay. And then they made a couple movies. The movie I like was like Confessions of a Porn Addict. That was really good. It was documentary stuff.
What if we can see who can? Sorry. What if we can see who can watch
gay porn?
No porn on full volume in a Starbucks the longest without getting kicked out.
Yeah, just the audio. Having it. Because I think if you have
what if we put on headphones like we don't know, like we think we're listening?
Yeah, put the headphones on, but they're unplugged. Yeah. And just be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's been done on YouTube a shit ton.
Has it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
makes sense. But no, it's still classic. It's still good.
It's been done so much. It's a classic now. That's
that's a classic.
We have no original ideas. I think maybe that art one is pretty original. And then the thing I said, that was slightly pedophilic.
Slightly?
100% full-on pedophile.
Full-on banging kids.
I was thinking of another one. Like, you could split into teams, and then one person, you could take turns having one person with... holding water in their mouth, and then the other person could try to make the opposite team
laugh,
and whoever spits the water out.
Spit take?
That's been done a lot, yeah. That's usually done in groups. That's like an improv game.
How about pee with our dicks out, and we have to pee? We've been drinking caffeine all day.
So I have an idea. We switch, like driver's license and stuff, go to a doctor's office and see how far we can get in an exam. Like with the other one's information. Okay, I would need your social. But and someone sets it up and sends it like, or how far we can get in a gynecologist's office. Be like, no, I'm a woman.
Yeah,
now.
I need to get it checked out. It's a mess down there.
I need my pap smeared all over.
Listen, I did it in Guatemala. It is a mess down there. I don't know what's what anymore. It looks like a sushi buffet.
Because we gotta do things that sound illegal but aren't.
I mean, ideally.
Identity theft is something that sounds illegal, but
let's
really
see
just...
how far you, who can get the furthest into a home invasion.
Jesus Christ. But we do it with like cool people, like people we know, like bar owners and stuff.
Yeah, just kidding. A bar.
The craziest challenge would be like, like headlining at a club. That would be amazing.
Well, I mean, come on. We want you guys to have a chance.
Who's we? Who's me? What's going on? You haven't jerked off in one day and already you have multiple personality disorder?
I
am referred to as them now.
Like, we are
Jesus
many.
Christ.
The hive.
Anonymous.
All right. Well, those are some good ones. Again, I like the panhandling. I like the getting drawn nude one. That's a good punishment. I feel like that would be really, really good. The thing is, we have access to so many things that could embarrass people on a large large scale.
Too bad Rainbow Tavern isn't still open. We could have the punishment be stripping at the tavern.
Oh, man, I was at the I've been to the Rainbow Room.
Oh, God.
No, no, Rainbow Tavern out by Checkerboard.
Yeah, yeah. I've been there.
Is that a strip
club? Well, no.
They kind of allowed people to strip.
Yeah, I threw Indian
like for
bucks
drinks
in
and shit
yeah, for drinks
or something.
And shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
like it was just something that happened there. Like they had a specific license for that, or?
So they couldn't get.
They're not open anymore.
They had to wear. They had to wear pasties.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's one. That's a good punishment. You have to work at one of those like titty shops, bikini for a day with pasties on and like a
do
bikini
we,
bottom.
Do you have any fans that like own a coffee shop?
Yeah.
Because it would have to be not someone who like works there. Just like, because there's like food handling.
Have you seen these bikini baristas?
I have a food handler's permit.
Yeah, but no, these
yeah,
girls
right.
fucking work with butt plugs in and fucking
yeah,
pull
true.
Them out while they're making
that
coffee.
That would be so great. And see how many, that's just a punishment, but I was just thinking as a challenge, like we could compare tips.
Yeah, I was going to say,
like
yeah,
we
who
pick
gets
a
the,
shift
who
and
gets
just
the most
like,
tips.
Be like, dude, I'm pre-op. Just, you know, try not to be a dick. Okay. Yeah.
Just wait 9 months. This is gonna be hot. This is gonna be a 10 in 9 months.
What if
months.
Someone's like, dude, you got nice boobs. Great balls and nice boobs.
That would be funny. We work a shift and whoever has the most tips. Who has the least tips?
All I
end.
Know about this and what we're gonna be doing in the months or years that this is gonna go on. Or we're comics and we'll just say this for a week and then go to jail or something. Yeah. But I need to work out because a lot of this is going to involve exposing ourselves.
Nudity.
I feel like
nudity. So the all right, that's a
so
good
funny.
Challenge. So we the drawing, the panhandling, the coffee shop.
Yeah, the scavenger hunt. I think could be,
I think
could
a
really
scavenger
be
hunt.
Good.
Yeah, you have to get do a certain amount of things. All right. I don't want to like the thing with the scavenger hunt. I don't want to be malicious to other people who are innocent in it that would be my only concern. In my former life, I wouldn't have cared, but now I'm like, people know me.
yeah, like our level of fame, you know, we have a strict standard to abide by, you know.
I was standing when we were outside the Monterey last night, some lady walked by. I don't know who she is. She's like, "Hey, I liked your meme." And cuz I did a meme yesterday of the Drake and the weather, that thing. And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, that meme I posted today." I'm like, "Fucking, that's so weird." Mm-hmm. Like Spokane's too fucking small.
I fucking off of the just the YouTube videos that I've been making, I got recognized by some 14-year-old girl at freaking Mobius.
Oh, that's why.
Whoa.
The YouTube videos.
Yeah.
That was weird, man.
It's not your.
Stop doing those makeup tutorials.
No,
are you hanging out with your kids' friends? What's going on there? I just want my kids to have good friends, okay?
She must know me from the YouTube videos, honey. I don't know why else she...
The YouTube videos? That's the new business meeting. No, I swear to God, I mean, it must have been... Oh, it was a business retreat. Yeah. Business retreat. That's what it was. Yeah. What's up with the fucking... Hey, a little discretion. What's up with the lipstick on the collar, you know, okay? that's so great. Oh, I just had the... I used to kind of do a bit like that. It's like, because, you know, most of us, self-deprecating humor, I read that pretty hard in my act, and because that's the only thing I read just in life, now super lonely. But, it's like... I would have people coming up to me, like, because I have jokes about, like, having a small dick or having
jokes.
A weird penis. Or I have these true stories that people find funny about my weird
this
penis.
This is just my therapy. Why are you laughing right now?
Yeah, yeah. Stop. But like people would come up to me, like at Rosar's or something, and be like, "Hey, what's up, cinnamon roll dick?" Hey, what's up? You, dude, you're the guy with the weird dick. And I'm like, well, dude, I'm with my mom. What are we, what's going on right
dude,
now?
If he, next to, oh, come on, man. Oh, shit.
Here. I thought that was going to happen.
If someone,
hand me a cocktail napkin.
If next time someone's,
it's clear.
Someone's like, hey, cinnamon roll dick, just look at the next stranger you can find and be like, we're in prison together. Yeah, that was my that was my cellmate.
Yeah, that's good.
What's up, pumpkin butthole? all right, we should get Tony on here in soon, and we should figure out some.
We should probably not do it around October, though.
Why?
Because Rogan's already doing it during October.
Oh, and they're doing the they do the sober thing.
The sober,
but they also do challenges.
Oh, do they?
But not for punishments.
Oh, we got to see. We got stakes. I want but stakes.
Watch Kenny versus Spenny, like he's saying, and you might come up with some really good ideas from that because they had some just great shit on there.
And theirs were it wasn't anything you could find online. It wasn't like walking through the hood pranks. It wasn't anything like that that was overly done on YouTube. It like. They
tried
to
fuck each other's moms in one episode, I believe.
Yeah, there were.
All right, well, it's too late for that.
So the thing that made this show different than just this prank war show is that there was always one guy. There was I always forget which one was which, but there was the one guy that was thinking of the ideas and was like just being brutal to the other guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was kind of the difference, which ours is going to be even. But the thing is yeah, some of them are going to be. Let's see who can go the longest without blushing. Fuck you.
So yeah, Kenny was the asshole.
Okay, what about this one? I like this one a lot. We see who can get. Go to a restaurant and get the most strangers to let them take a bite off their plate.
Ooh,
Impractical Joker's already done that.
Because that's one of my favorite things, though. That's actually been a pastime. I'm actually really good at getting strangers.
What they do, they just walk up to somebody's plate and sit there and try to sneak bites off of it, and all of them do it.
So no, this is not sneak bites.
No.
They have to acquiesce. They have to acquiesce.
You kind of learn the Glengarry Glenn Ross speech and fucking nail it.
Or see how many people we can convince we're an Uber into getting our car. Like,
yeah, those are good. Did you see the video of the chick that?
I think that might be illegal. We probably want to talk to a lawyer.
Consult a lawyer.
Actually, a lot of those might be. did you see the video of the chick that was like the guy? It was some girl that was like live streaming.
No,
and she gets right next. She gets sits right next to a guy who is just, I think, at a stoplight or waiting in some heavily trafficked area. And she gets in, and the guy's like, are you filming? And she's like, no, I'm just live streaming, which is filming. And so she's kind of a douche for saying that. But
idiot.
Yeah.
Culpable deniability.
And the guy's like, oh, okay. And then she starts talking, and he's like, who are you talking to? And she's like, oh, I'm a Twitch blah, 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 or whatever. I stream or whatever. And then she's like, how long have you been doing Uber? And he's like, what? What's Uber? And she's like, are you Lyft? Did I get Lyft? And he's like, yeah, I'll give you a Lyft. And she's like, no, Lyft the service. She's like, are you from Lyft or Uber? And he said, no. And she's like, oh, my God, drop me off right now.
How did she end up in the car?
She just was live streaming on her phone, not paying attention, and just got into a car that looked like her fucking Uber. Like,
stupid bitch.
Because it sends you an alert when you get in the car, but she didn't realize.
What about how many people we can get, like, stand somewhere where people are picking up by a lot of Ubers, and it's when someone goes like, Nick, we just like be like, yeah, it's me, and go to get like take someone else's Uber, see how many we get in a fight.
Oh, easy.
We're
charging their phone.
Because I was thinking the flip shot of that. I was like we could just see how many cars we can get into thinking they're Uber and be like, oh, I thought this was an Uber, but I think that's definitely a form of breaking and entering. That's just like getting in someone else's car. Yeah. Hey, unlock the door. Uber, right?
Yeah.
You'd be like, no.
Probably forcible entry or something. Something illegal there. Yeah, someone could press charges, I'm sure. All right. We'll come up with some more. All right. Let's see. I think we're going to get out of here soon. I need to go play basketball. I need to burn some energy.
Okay.
What? You got something? What do you got? What do you got? What do you want to...
It's just nice to be out of the house.
Okay, get away from your cat. You got anything coming up, Lucas? Anything you're doing?
Valley Fest next month, which Valley we're Fest. Hosting, and
we're doing the drinking debate on the 15th.
Drinking debate on the 15th. And
go team in your mom's jeans. In your mom jeans.
I want to, yes, team in, which is great. beautiful pictures there. I would like, I have a, I wanted to do this later on, but I'm the first of next month. So like every 2 weeks I'm on my YouTube channel, which is just, youtube.com/LucasProm mm-hmm. Is my YouTube channel. I'm going to be having a set every 2 weeks. So
a set?
Yes. Going to have.
You're
going to
do comedy. You're going to post your comedy sets.
Yes.
So like ones that you're not going to do them. The ones you do around town, you're going to post on there, right? Or you're doing something like in your like bathroom.
Yeah, it's going to be like, well, like living room, bathroom, backyard,
sure,
garage. No, I'm backyard, just gonna I'm just on. Gonna be consistent. Yeah, the ones around town. So I'm gonna be consistently posting. So
all right.
I'm gonna, I have a schedule. I even have some back catalog so that if I'm lazy. But and then also I need you to edit my sets.
Okay.
And post them to YouTube because I don't understand that internet thing.
Does this mean you're gonna start using social media?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Some of it.
All right. Well, you guys go to YouTube.com/LucasProm.
YouTube.com/LucasProm
and. Check out his YouTube, updated every other week with hilarious comedy skits. Every other Sunday. And also, you can find him on our YouTube page as one of the stars in the sketches we do. We've got more coming. We're gonna keep filming those. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for getting The Deadly Hitchhiker, over 1,200 views on Facebook alone, actually. That was pretty crazy, so I was happy about that. People really like that sketch. I'm trying to get some more traction behind the Lame Aliens. That one's a little slower burn, but we've got some people that really enjoyed that one, too. So
that's one of my favorites.
The Lame Aliens?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good.
That was.
I wasn't in it. So.
You were supposed to be, but you were unavailable. That's okay. I think it turned out better, not because you wouldn't have been good, but I think the way it worked out with the people in it was a better contrast.
Anyway. Yeah. No. I think it was good.
And then as you hear this, yesterday our most recent sketch, The Purge Light with Lucas and I, debuted. So check that out on the Social Hour Facebook page or on our YouTube page. So yeah. So that one's going to be huge. That one's
super excited.
Yeah, I like
really
that one
funny.
Too. It's very fun. It's fun to do, and we got more stuff. We're gonna do. So keep it. I just want to start doing more stuff and filming more things and getting it out there. We're all now that we're sober, we're being more active and getting shit done. And I think we can get a lot done. So it's good.
Yeah, that's exactly where I want to start having my sets that I have taped, especially obviously the better ones. Like I have a bunch, and I'm like, just edit them a little quickly, and then get them on my YouTube channel and start doing that.
How long are these sets you're gonna put up?
Oh, I'm gonna do. They're gonna be 3 to 9 minutes, mm-hmm. 3 to 7. Yeah, I don't want to go super long. The attention span on YouTube has gone up like substantially. Like fucking.
Yeah, it seems like
five. Well, 10, even 5 years ago, it was like the average was like 5 minutes, but it's gone up to like 9 or something. Yeah. So,
well, it's become more of a.
Well, you like have to have them. You get, because of the AdSense thing that they have set up, you have to
over
have
10
the,
minutes.
Yeah, the 10 minutes is where it's prime, because then you can run 2 ads on it.
Yeah.
So,
and that makes sense. I think over 10 minutes, you can run even more than 2. I think you can like start to do multiple.
Well, you know, in a couple of years, you'll get that much material, so you'll be able to. You'll get there.
That's true. I'll just put 50, you know, sets together. It'll be a compilation.
Totally Lucas now.
Years 2012 to 2030.
All right, guys. So we're going to get out of here. Join us next week where we will have who's on next? Oh, Sam Vinovich is coming back next week.
Sam Vinovich is
going to come. We're going to talk movies. We're going to yell at each other about Quentin Tarantino. That's going to happen. He saw the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I saw it. You guys heard how I felt. He saw it, and he's going to tell us how he felt, which probably differs from how I felt. And also, guys, if you're in the Wenatchee Valley area in Washington, I'll be in Wenatchee on the 15th and Chelan on the 16th and 17th, and then back at the Spokane Comedy Club this Sunday for the Roastamania show, so check that out. And then the Social Hour Comedy Showcase is coming back to Shooters on the 23rd in Lewiston, Idaho, with J.R. Berard and Adam Kessler. It's going to be a great show. Nothing like some white guys telling Lewiston how to hot takes. And all right, guys, that is it. For any that's it, we're good. So guys, for the Social Hour, I am Deese, and for Lucas, Jeremy, thanks guys. And now for my weekly apologies, I'd like to apologize to the Gregorian calendar, Victoria's Secret, my imagination, Lucas's mom, and children everywhere. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. There's only just one dick in the vagina when I'm having sex with girls, and I'm like, this is not enough dicks.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production
and part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!